On September 17, 2024, the newest in a very long line of Stokes bird guides is being released. The Stokes Guide to Finches was written by Lillian Stokes and Matthew Young. Lillian Stokes's name, of course, is on 35 previous Stokes guides, and Matthew Young is founder and president of the Finch Research Network. As with other Stokes guides, the Stokes Guide to Finches is written for new as well as experienced birders. The information presented in a straightforward, accessible, and fun way. And it's a gorgeous book, providing more than 345 beautiful photos of the 43 species covered. It, of course, includes identification info, along with a lengthier section on distribution than we see in most field guides, because so many finches are eruptive, the very reason the Finch Forecast, put together by the Finch Research Network, is so valuable every year. But the Stokes Guide to Finches goes way beyond what we'd find in a field guide. Every one of our regular mainland American species is given an entry that includes a lot of valuable information about behavior, feeding habits, including at our feeders, vocalizations, and conservation, plus interesting anecdotes. Each of the regularly occurring mainland species entries begins with a quick take, usually 2 to 4 pages long, giving some interesting information about the species. Hawaiian honeycreepers are given shorter entries, as are vagrant Eurasian finches that occasionally appear in the United States and Canada. Including Hawaiian honeycreepers was valuable because, as the authors note, Hawaii, where over 50 species of endemic honeycreepers once lived, is down to just 16, some on the edge of extinction. As Americans, we are responsible for the well-being of our country's wildlife. After my trip to Hawaii this year, I came home committed to bear witness for these splendid birds and the critical issues they're facing. I could wish the Stokes Guide to Finches included more of that kind of information, but we only save what we love, and people must be aware of the existence of something before they can even start to love it. The Stokes Guide to Finches makes a lovely introduction to Hawaiian honeycreepers that might even inspire some readers to visit the state. My personal favorite part of the book is the in-depth discussion of crossbills. In 1993, a scientist named Jeffrey Groth did a landmark study, publishing a short communication in the Auk and a monograph about 8 different red crossbill call types after discovering evolutionary differentiation in body size, bill shape, and vocalizations in these nomadic birds. Suddenly, birders spending a lot of time with crossbills started recording them to work out what call types they were finding. Within a few years, 4 additional call types were identified. One of those call types belongs to a much less nomadic population found almost exclusively in Cassia County, Idaho, on 2 lodgepole pine sky islands, separated from the Rocky Mountains enough that red squirrels, a major competitor for pine seeds, are not found there. The measurable differences in vocalizations, bill shape and size, and DNA from other red crossbills led scientists to split that form, the Cassia crossbill, into its own species. The remaining 11 call types remain within the red crossbill complex. I can no longer pick up the call type differences on my own, but it's fun to watch other birders recording and keeping track of red crossbill calls. The Stokes Guide to Finches manages to make all this fun, understandable, and interesting, providing a lovely challenge for birders who can find and still hear these splendid birds. The hoary and common red poles were lumped this spring after the Stokes Guide to Finches went to the printer. Fortunately, the authors knew the question was up for a vote that might pass, and they managed to gracefully cover both forms of what they term the red pole complex in a clear and helpful way. Species or not, it'll always be fun to look for the frosty hoaries within red pole flocks. The publisher sent me a free copy. I don't buy many books anymore, but I'd have been happy to pay for this one. The Stokes Guide to Finches is a winner. In honor of the book's release this week, I'm calling this For the Finch Week. I recently spent some time talking to Lillian Stokes and Matt Young and will share highlights of our conversation on upcoming programs. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.